Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Readings from 10th Canto, Chapter 1, Verse Number 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti ukta sakala papo bhojanam kula pamshanai. Sorry, bhojanam kula pamshana. Bhaginim hantu marabdham kadga pani kache grahi iti ukta sakala papo bhojanam kula pamsana. Bhaginim hantu marabdham kadga pani kache grahi iti ukta sakala papo bhojanam kula pamsana. Bhaginim hantu marabdham kadga pani kache grahi iti ukta sakala papo bhojanam kula pamsana. Bhaginim hantu marabdham kadga pani kache grahi. Bhojanam kula pamsana. भगिनीं हन्तु मारब्धम् खड्गपाणिकचेग्रही इति युक्तः सकल पापो भोजानां कुलपांसना भगिनीं हन्तु मारब्धम् खड्गपाणिकचेग्रही इति युक्तः सकल पापो भोजानां कुलपांसना भगिनीं हन्तु मार Iti Ukta, thus being addressed, Sa, he, Kamsa, Kala, envious, Papaha, sinful, Bhojanam, of the Bhoja dynasty, Kulapamsanaha, one who can degrade the reputation of his family, Bhagini, unto his sister, Hantum Arabdham, being inclined to kill, Khadgapani, taking a sword in his hand, Kache, had, Agrahit, took up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. Kamsa was a condemned personality in the Bhoja dynasty because he was envious and sinful. Therefore, upon hearing this omen from the sky, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand and took up his sword with his right hand to sever her head from her body. Purport. Kamsa was driving the chariot and controlling the reins with his left hand. But as soon as he heard the woman that his sister's eighth child would kill him, he gave up the reins, caught hold of his sister's hair, and with his right hand took up a sword to kill her. Before he had been so affectionate that he was acting as his sister's chariot driver. But as soon as he heard that his self-interest or his life was at risk, he forgot all affection for her and immediately became a great enemy. This is the nature of demons. No one should trust a demon despite any amount of affection. Aside from this, a king, a politician, or a woman cannot be trusted, since they can do anything abominable for their personal interest. Chanaka Pandita therefore says, Vishvasho naiva kartavya strishu raja kuleshu cha. ओम ज्ञानानंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीगुरुवैतपदं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहन रघुनाथानन्दं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूत जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहन ललिता ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂದೇವಿವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇಷ್ಟಿಮತೆ ಜಯ ಪತಾಕಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಲಪದಾಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಕೃಪಾಪ್ರದಾಯ ಗೌರಕತದಾಮದಾಯ ನಗರ ಗ್ರಾಮತಾರ ನಮಃ. ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇಷ್ಟಿಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ. ಸಾರಸ್ವತೀ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ಕಥಾಂಚನ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರಶಿಂ ದುಷ್ಕರಂ ಶುಕರಂ ಭವೇತ್ ವಿಸ್ಮೃತಿ ವಿಪರೀತಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮೀತಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. So today we are in the 10th canto, first chapter, verse 35, the advent of Lord Krishna. So you all know that Mother Earth was in trouble and Mother Earth goes to Lord Brahma, and Brahma ji, who takes all the demigods, and Mother Earth in the form of a cow goes to the shore of Shiradukshai Vishnu. And then the Lord makes his plans that all the demigods have to appear in the Yadu dynasty in order to assist his plan, in order to destroy all the demoniac kings. So in such way, at the advent of Lord Krishna, as Krishna is about to appear, and we are seeing this pastime of how Vasudeva and Devaki got married, and Kamsa, Devaki's brother, who is very affectionate to his sister, want to be a charioteer for his sister after the wedding. So we can see, as soon as he heard the omen, his mind immediately changed, and in a moment, he didn't even think a moment, and immediately he took his sister's hair with his left hand and tried to kill her. And Prabhupada says this is the very nature of demons. So when we go through this, the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says about divine qualities and demoniac qualities, all these qualities which Kamsa exhibits here in this very situation, that we can understand how it is very much applicable, whatever Krishna says in the demoniac qualities. The demons, they do not know what to do, what not to do, and they do unbeneficial works and so-called affection, a so-called charitable position. So in terms of so-called charitable position, Kamsa was ready to be a charioteer. Even though he is a great king, he is such a great personality, he came a step down to be a charioteer for his sister. And they do horrible things, like how Kamsa was ready to kill all the children of Devaki in a very cruel manner. They are always in anxieties. So we have seen in the past, if we read the Krishna book, we can see how Kamsa was always anxiety. And the demoniac nature is that they take these non-permanent things as permanent. And because he thought that this body was permanent, and he knew to Narada Muni that it was Vishnu who will come and kill him. So Kamsa was always anxious that when he will lose his body. So in a wrong sense, that he was thinking of Krishna always. So we are seeing the shloka, Anukulyena Krishnam Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. So we must say that even a devotee have to be in samadhi, that a devotee have to think of Krishna 24 hours a day. But even Kamsa was doing the same thing. But he was doing not, it was not in a mode of Anukulyena Krishnam. It was against pure devotional service. In anxious mood, he was anxious, he was very anxious about his life. So these things are very elaborately explained by Srila Prabhupada and the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, the divine and demoniac qualities in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So we can see how these characters, which is mentioned in that 16th chapter, is very much applicable to Kamsa. So again, Prabhupada makes a statement from Chanakya Pandit, which Prabhupada often quotes, that this verse, Chanakya Pandit therefore says, Vishwasho naiva kartavya strishu raja kuleshucha. So Prabhupada often quotes this verse in his different lectures. So in this context, we will make an observation of why Srila Prabhupada makes the statement. How is the tuckle applicable, whether it is applicable for a woman for practicing Krishna consciousness or what Prabhupada says. So to that, I would like to read a lecture, very precise way, which Prabhupada has given for the verse 1.40, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, verse number 40. So the verse is Adharmabhi Bhavat Krishna Pradyushyanti Kulastriya Srishu Dushtashu Varshneya Jayate Varna Sankara. When religion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become corrupt. And from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny. So Prabhupada is saying here, we are discussing Shastra. Don't think otherwise. Chanakya Pandit says, Vishwasham naiva kartavyam strishu raja kuleshusha. Vishwasam naiva kartavyam. Don't trust women. Vishwasham naiva kartavyam strishu. Strishu means women, rajakula and politicians. Yes. Vishwasam naiva kartavyam strishu raja kuleshucha. Never trust the politician and women. Of course, when women comes to Krishna consciousness, that position is different. So what does it mean by that when women comes to Krishna consciousness, that is different? So the first thing is, when in terms of demoniac behavior, they do not know what is right and what is wrong, and not having faith in the Shastra and doing things whimsically. So here, what it is mean by for Krishna conscious women, this statement, how it is not applicable for Krishna conscious women. When women, when they take up Krishna consciousness and practice Krishna consciousness, but do things whimsically, which is not according to Shastras, then women become untrustworthy. When women, the woman's nature, Prabhupada speaks about self-interest. When self-interest was questioned, then he tried to behave in a wrong way. So the woman's very nature, the self-interest is seeking protection. When women seek protection using the material propensities, then it becomes a problem. Then she becomes untrustworthy. Or considering the material propensities, when she takes protection, when she jumps from one protection to other protection, then also it becomes untrustworthy. So Prabhupada mainly points out in this particular lecture that it is chastity is the remedy, is the only remedy which is within the gambit of Krishna consciousness. That when women follow that, then it is not as per what Chanakya Pandit says, that it is women are not trustworthy. So when we follow this, then we are not into this disease. That is what Prabhupada says, that women who are in Krishna consciousness, when woman comes to Krishna consciousness, that position is different. So according to the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says one should have faith in the scriptures and do things according to scriptures and practice Krishna consciousness properly and then follow chastity. And the marriage is a proper way to remain chaste, whether a woman married or not married, but remaining chaste is an important function. That's what Prabhupada again and again says, because chastity, Krishna himself speaks about chastity in this verse, and Prabhupada elaborately explains about chastity in the purport, and also we can go through this wonderful lecture, how chastity plays an important role and what does it mean by when woman comes to Krishna consciousness, this shloka of Chanakya Pandit doesn't applicable to them. So that is chastity. So we can see the women, how when they practice chastity within Krishna consciousness, and that is the remedy which Prabhupada gives. And that's what Prabhupada says, that when woman comes to Krishna consciousness, it is different. It is not applicable. When women behave in a different manner, even though they are in Krishna consciousness, doing things whimsically which is not according to Shastras, being independent and not following the authority, and these are and doing things according to their material propensities. Because when we follow the material propensities, we do things according to the modes. Then the modes take over than the devotional propensity, because the modes are like very strong, because the mind, it is attracted to the lower taste. When it do things according to the modes, then it becomes very difficult. It's very difficult. And so on the one more thing what Prabhupada says here is, when woman takes to Krishna consciousness, it is different. So when we properly focused in our devotional service, when we follow the authority, when we follow the scriptures, when we do things not whimsically, then we will not have this disease of woman who is not trustworthy. And Bhishma Dev, who is a Mahajan, who speaks about Stri Dharma in the first canto of Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada explains that shyness is the control valve to be chaste. When women lose this control valve, there is havoc in the society. Prabhupada mentioned this statement, that shyness is the control valve. So the shyness is the one which is the product of chastity. And one should not misunderstand Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada is portraying women in a wrong way or degrading women. So Srila Prabhupada was the first person who spoke about a woman protection, giving protection for women in the society, and that creates a wonderful population. And also it does not matter whether how a woman lived before she takes up Krishna consciousness. As soon as, because every conditioned soul in the material world have gone through different lives, different species, and we don't know how we lived until we took up Krishna consciousness. So after we take up Krishna consciousness, after we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, after we take shelter of bona fide spiritual master, how we live is very important. Because every living entity, every conditioned soul in this life, in this material world, has gone through different experiences. It's not that it was always pure by body, mind and soul. But the best purificatory process is Krishna consciousness itself. So having accepted this Krishna consciousness, having accepted Srila Prabhupada, having accepted the spiritual master, how one lives according to Shastra, according to authorities, and according to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So that is very important. So then women is not, then the statement of Chanakya Pandit is not applicable. So that is what Prabhupada says, that this is not for Krishna conscious women. So otherwise, if we are carried away by whimsical ideas, whimsical thoughts, but in practicing devotional service and namesake, then we come to this, not trustworthy. So Prabhupada is pointing out a material defect of a body. It's not that all material bodies are perfect in this material world. So material world itself is a problem, dukhalayam asashvisham, ashasvatam. And within that material world, whatever the material products which is created by the Lord, itself has some defect. So Prabhupada just pointing out a specific defect of a particular material body. So what we have to understand is accepting this defect. So instead of questioning the founder Acharya, one should accept this defect and accept Prabhupada's authority of why Prabhupada mentions this. And then follow the main remedy, what Prabhupada says is chastity, and accept the authority of Srila Prabhupada. It is not to degrade women. It is not portrayed women in a wrong way. It is for the protection of women. So we accept Prabhupada's authority, we accept Prabhupada's words. Otherwise, what happens is, it is the material. We have already seen that the jiva's revolution against the material world brought the jiva to the material world. This is what we hear from Shastra, says that we were envious of the Lord, that we also wanted to have more sense of gratification. That was the revolutionary mentality that brought us to the material world. So once, if one sees in the same angle, when someone draws across this verse which Krishna mentions in 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Mam hi patra pashritya apisi papa yonaiha striyo vaishya stata shudras te api yanti paramgatim. So one should focus on this paramgatim. So even though Krishna says that they are like lower birth, striyo vaishya stata shudras, so when we, first of all, for because of that mentality, that revolutionary mentality, the jiva came down. So after taking a material body, identifying myself as a material body and questioning the acharya and questioning the Lord himself, that how can Lord say like this sentence, that how it is the lower birth. So that Krishna points out a defect of that material body. Prabhupada points out the defect of that material body. The very basic lesson which we learn in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is Dehino asmin yata dehe kaumaram yavvanam jara, that we are not this material body. So when we are not this material body, then we don't have to focus much. At the same time, whatever is the rules and regulations which you have to follow in that material body, which is prescribed in the Shastras, that we all have to follow. So in that sense, whatever is prescribed for the women, Prabhupada again and again says Stri Dharma, Stri Dharma. Here also Prabhupada says Satiti Dharma, that a vow of the dharma of chastity. So that women have to follow. So that one dharma which Bhishmadev explains, gives the principle in the first canto of Bhagavatam, and the seventh canto of Bhagavatam again Narada Muni explains the principle, or how to do that principle, or the details of that principle. The principle is explained by Bhishmadev in first canto, 9th chapter, and the seventh canto Bhagavatam, Narada Muni gives the details of how to follow that principle. If you see, both of them are Mahajans and both of them are staunch brahmacharis. So speaking about Stri Dharma for women, and Prabhupada often quote Mahajano yena katha sa pantaha, that one should walk according to the instructions of the Mahajan. So Prabhupada says the Mahajans are Krishna's GBC. So how we follow the GBC rule of our present movement, so we're supposed to follow Krishna's GBC, who are the Mahajans. So we have to focus on that point, on instead of focusing on this material defect, or how Prabhupada speaks about women like this, or portraying women in like this. Instead of discussing this, how to focus on that aspect of chastity, how to follow chastity, how to follow Srila Prabhupada, how to be chaste to Prabhupada, means following the instructions of Prabhupada and not look here and there, where devotees gives answer just to satisfy the mind. Satisfying the mind is not a solution to overcome this material defect. One can satisfy the mind many times, because the mind satisfaction is not the only solution to get out of this material body. It is only the Acharya's words. Because when we identify ourselves with the body, we identify ourselves more with the mind. If it is it convincing to my mind? No, it is not convincing to my mind. If I am not this body, then I am not the mind also. Then we don't have to follow the instructions of our mind. We have to follow the instructions of the previous Acharyas. We have to follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada speaks so much about chastity in this lecture. And I'm just remembering how one wonderful Vaishnavi, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Sachi Mataji, who left her body yesterday, she was, it seems, Prabhu, her Prabhu, Sachimaji's Prabhu, Sankarshan Prabhu is mentioning that she was born on Ratyatra day and she left her body on Ratyatra day. So she was an exemplary, like whatever Prabhupada says in that lecture, so it's a perfect woman who followed everything as what Prabhupada said. And I had the good fortune of being invited by Mataji 2-3 times to her house in Swarupganj, and just 1 week before we were invited and we were having nice discussion on how Mataji joined the movement. When she was 18, she joined the movement, and how she started serving Srila Prabhupada along with Prabhupada's sister Pishima. And when I met her for the first time, she said that she doesn't know cooking properly, even though she was cooking, that was a service she was cooking for various devotees and feeding them prasadam. But the very first time, she said, like, she cooked one time and Prabhupada tasted it, and she said that her cooking, Prabhupada was not satisfied so much, and Prabhupada said, you don't even know how to take care of the spiritual master nicely, how you are going to take care of your in-laws and husband. So that was Prabhupada told Sachi Mata. And then she started learning cooking from Pishima. And then she had been serving devotees with her wonderful prasadam. And she has a cookbook with all her Bengali cuisines, which she has learned, and whatever Prabhupada likes. And because she was chaste to Prabhupada's instruction, the Lord took note of it. She took birth on Ratyatra day. She left her body on Ratyatra day in a peaceful way. And she was talking about Jagannath's Rath. Because from in Swarupganj, there is a Jagannath temple there, they do Jagannath Ratyatra. And it is around 12 o'clock, Mataji was explaining some different things about Jagannath's crown and things. And suddenly there was a silent and she left her body. So it's an example that we learn from those wonderful Vaishnavis, being chaste to Srila Prabhupada and practicing chastity. What does it mean by? So again, before coming to Krishna consciousness, one may have a different, coming from different cultural backgrounds, so many different experiences, because the jiva, until it takes the shelter of Krishna, has taken different species, has come across different experiences. But the question is, how are we after taking up Krishna consciousness? Am I in line with Prabhupada's instruction, or am I doing things whimsically? So that's a question. So being chaste to Srila Prabhupada. Because Mataji was chaste to Srila Prabhupada, we can see the result. How wonderfully she left her body in a nice Krishna conscious way, surrounded with devotees. And until her life breath, she was serving prasadam for devotees. They were taking care of the Jagannath Baldev Subhadra temple in Swarupganj. And these are all like living examples that we can follow. And we saw the result also yesterday, and what happens when one perfectly follows Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya, legendary, who is the savior of the world. Because before coming to Krishna consciousness, we don't know how to chant. What is Mahamantra? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He must have been, being a pure devotee, Uttama Adhikari Bhagavata. He can be there in Radha Damodar temple. He can practice his own sadhana. He could have practiced his own sadhana. Why to take trouble at the age of 70? Yeah, one may say that coming from a cultural background, it is easy for me to practice, but it's no longer cultural background nowadays. So everything is different. People have started taking all those different ideas, whatever is satisfying their mind, people takes up, not considering shastras, just doing things whimsically, no knowledge of Vedic scripture, or not faith in scriptures, not faith in anything, just feels free to do anything. So just in the recent, there are some t-shirts have come which has this thing, just do it. So just do it. Whatever you feel like, you just do it. That is not the case. Because that is the demoniac quality. Demoniac quality is doing things for sense enjoyment, doing anything for sense enjoyment without considering the consequences. That is the demonic tendencies. So with this, I stop the class. Any corrections? Questions? Whatever is my ability, I try to answer.
Hare Krishna Maji.
Hare Krishna.
I had a question. Would it also be true of materialistic men? Wouldn't be very trustworthy or chaste?
What about a materialistic man?
Yes. Are they, could we also say that they are untrustworthy and unchaste? And
I think king, politician, they are all supposed to be a materialistic person. They are also untrustworthy according to Chanakya Pandit's statement. Prabhu has, then I'll come back to you.
Further to what he was asking, because in the purport it says, the nature of demons, that no one should trust a demon. So we know in this material world there are demons and there are devotees. So basically, is Prabhupada saying don't trust anybody other than a devotee?
Devotees we can trust when they follow Krishna consciousness according to the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, not just externally looking like a devotee, but internally not following the Acharya's instruction or doing things whimsically, then it is not worth taking. I mean, they are not trustworthy because they don't take us in the right path.
So basically what I was going with is that in our dealings, here in Mayapur and all around the world, we have people that we call friends that aren't devotees, nice people. Are they still classified as demon because they're not devotee?
Future devotees? No, the devotees, how they deal with their outside friends who may not be devotees, but it may not be a direct preaching, but indirectly preaching and bringing them to Krishna consciousness. But even I feel, according to Shastras, Manorate Nasati Dhavato Bahi. Because Prabhupada often says that the good quality, the devotee has all the good qualities of demigods, whereas non-devotees, even though they seem to have some good qualities, but it is not permanent. It is like Manorhate Natin, it is external, it is for time being, because they are actually carried out by the modes. So in that sense, so is it okay? Like, I'm not... So because...
The statement that it actually threw me is, Prabhupada says, no one should trust a demon despite any amount of affection. Obviously we get close to people who are non-devotees. Maybe not so much here in Mayapur. But in the West, not everybody you meet is a devotee. Not everybody you work with is a devotee. So you have a lot of association with non-devotees. And obviously Prabhupada is saying, be careful. Keep a little bit of a boundary there. You're not buddies, even though it may seem that way. Just like with Kamsa and his so-called sister, they seem very close, till all of a sudden he hears something he doesn't want to hear, and he's ready to chop her head off. So I think that's the point Prabhupada's trying to make. Be careful.
Just be careful. And I think so my husband wants to add up something. So, okay.
I was just making the same point that this one part is that we get close to people. The other part is that do we trust them? I think these are two different things. That we can be affectionate to them and we can give them association. But the point of trusting comes that when we take association or when we take influences from their life to actually modify our value system of Krishna consciousness. So that's what we say, that when we say that we trust them. When a person says that, okay, you have a cold, you drink little brandy, you will be all right. And we don't trust them because we don't want to drink that brandy to remove the cold, because even though brandy may remove the cold, but we are not interested in drinking brandy to remove the cold. So that's the point which comes, that we may be affectionate to them to the point of trying to give them Krishna consciousness, because that affection helps them to give Krishna consciousness. That's the nature of devotee, that he is affectionate to everybody. He doesn't discriminate between one to other at Uttama level, and at Madhyama level he just removes demoniac association, and then he is simply affectionate to those who are innocent. So being affectionate to non-devotees is the nature of a devotee, because he is affectionate to everyone. But would he trust them means that would he allow their influences to modify his value systems in Krishna consciousness? That's a big no, because we don't trust them. We don't allow them to influence our value system of Krishna consciousness. The moment we allow them to influence our value system of Krishna consciousness, we lost the game. That's why it's so important to have trust in Srila Prabhupada, and simply trust in previous acharyas, Mahajano, Yenakatasa, Pantaha, etc. So we should make a clear distinction between being affectionate and considering them trustworthy. I think that's an important point as devotees, while we preach, while we move with non-devotees. It's not that whenever we see a non-devotee, we think, ah, this fellow is a karmi and he should be rejected, and we look down upon them and saying that you're useless fellow, you're going to hell, you're going to rot for the rest of your life in hell, and I'm going to go Vaikuntha, see you there, and things like that. We have that affection, we try to give them a book, we try to give them prasadam, we try to invite them to temple, we deal with them genuinely, but do we trust them to the point that it will actually, or do we take advice from them? Guhyam achati prachati, are we willing to do it? Will we open our heart? Yes, we will open our heart to instruct them how to practice Krishna consciousness. It's not that we will open our heart to take advice from them as to how to modify our belief system in Krishna consciousness. I think that's where the distinction comes. Like Prabhupada is also saying the same thing.
Mataji, I want to ask, what is the difference between practice and pretense? Like one is trying to practice and develop good qualities, and how we differentiate when it is pretense and when it is practice?
When it is practice, you are telling internally or for externally you are talking about?
I may not be very tolerant, but I'm trying to be tolerant. So externally it will be, but within there might be some bad conflict. So how would I know that it is I'm trying to practice or I'm pretending to be tolerant? How would I know?
If you're true, the first is just for namesake you're trying to be tolerant. You're not really ready to practice. That is the Lord, as because he is the cheat among the cheats. The Lord can find out whether you are genuinely trying or not trying. So when you are genuinely trying, the Lord helps you in different circumstances in order to, because he gives you situations where you can really, like whatever instructions, like be tolerant and be humble and different things. Like how you are trying, like that's why I ask, like internally you are asking or for others' sake, just to show externally that yes, she is very tolerant, very humble. So if it is an external, so then that's why I said like the Lord, because he is the cheat among the cheats, he can find out whether the jiva is really trying to follow or just it's external.
From within also there could be am I pretending because I'm not tolerant, but I'm trying to be tolerant, so am I pretending to be tolerant? So how to deal with that?
If you're genuinely having the desire to be tolerant, then we can ask for help from all the devotees, Srila Prabhupada, Supreme Lord, that please help me to be tolerant. Because if we want to really progress in our devotional service, maybe whatever Krishna prescribes, if that quality is not there within us, then there will be circumstances by the Lord, created by the Lord, to teach me a lesson, to be humble, to be tolerant. Where we are helpless, we have to be tolerant, we have to be humble, taking shelter of Krishna. We may not be in a situation to take help from others. Then Krishna will put me in a situation that I have to be tolerant, because that is the mistake I have. That is why I am not able to progress in Krishna consciousness. If that is the defect, but at the same time I want to progress in Krishna consciousness, but simultaneously I have this defect, then Krishna has to remove the defect from me. Like, it's like a thorn. If the thorn is there in my feet, I have to remove the thorn from my feet. While removing the thorn, it's going to be really painful. But removing the thorn is beneficial for me. The same way, progressing in devotional service is beneficial for me. But if there are things like this, not tolerant and not humble, then Krishna, but there is a desire, initially there may not be a desire. If there is not a desire, then Krishna creates the circumstances where I am forced to be tolerant, I am forced to be humble. So you are genuine, that is one, that is one situation. The other situation is genuinely trying to do, then definitely Krishna helps. We can take help from acharyas, from devotees, take their blessings, that yes, I had to be tolerant, because Krishna says in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that in the 18th, where Krishna speaks about knowledge, 18 items, among that tolerance is there. Yes, I had to genuinely follow tolerance. That is what Krishna says. Then yes, the Lord gives all help. But when the situation comes, then how we are going to deal with it? Like genuinely following, and when situation comes, yes, am I really tolerant? Or I'm going to, for tolerance, Prabhupada says, just a minute, I want to read that sentence of tolerance, which is in 13th chapter.
Just an example.
It's a statement from Prabhupada. It's a... Yeah, I'll just want to go to Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, what is Prabhupada's statement regarding tolerance? This is what Prabhupada speaks about tolerance in that particular purport. One should be able to... Can you use the mic and say that?
Tolerance means one should be practiced to bear insult and dishonor from others.
So when that situation comes, am I ready to bear that insult? So that is also important. Like, am I agitated with that situation? I'm disturbed with that situation. So then we can understand at what level am I in my Krishna consciousness. So if I'm disturbed, then I'm not at that level. If I'm not disturbed, it means I'm trying to be tolerant. So that's the thing. I think that answers your question. Okay.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for the class. In regards to one of Prabhupada's disciples, when she said how to understand all the negative things that are mentioned in the scriptures regarding women, that they are of lower birth or compared to Shudras or things like that, Prabhupada advised her, if you think you are a woman, then you are a woman. So indicating to think of herself as a devotee, basically. So how can you please expound a little bit how the devotee women are supposed to take this and still be humble and think of themselves as devotee women, but not just some materialistic woman, so it will help them behave like devotee woman. Can you please expound a little bit on this?
So this material body is a tool to do our devotional service, irrespective of whatever a man body, women body, that is, it's not stopping us from doing parodharma. So whatever is the material body we have got, how we are utilizing it in the service of the Supreme Lord? Kayena, Vacha, Manasha, Indriya. With all these things, how am I going to do my devotional service? We just discussed that Prabhupada is just pointing out a defect of a material body. So every material body has some defect. So without considering that material body, I mean the defect of this material body, so whatever material body I have got, how to use this in the service of the Lord. That's why I said Kayena, Vacha, how with my mind, body, words, my nature, Manasa, my everything utilized in the service of the Lord. And we have this prayer, like Jainvas Prabhu also yesterday, he quote this prayer, Naham Viprona Chariyu, like I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, this. And finally what? Gopi Partu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. This, that is our mood. So one has to be the servant of the Lord. So that is what should be, that should be our main focus. So without worrying about this, okay, because I have got this material body, if I have to then destroy this material body, then it is not the solution. It's not going to stop the problem of material disease. So that should be understood properly. So whatever material body now, but like first of all, it's a human body. This itself is a very rare gift, the human body, and where we have this sense, we can understand things better way. And within this, having got this women body, how to do my service better? How can I please Srila Prabhupada better? How can I be a wonderful servant for this movement? So that should be one's mood, rather than focusing on this material aspect, which is going to be anyway temporary. So because see, man body, women's body, anyway it's a material body. So okay, then I'm thinking that if man body is superior, then again it's not going to be a permanent. The man body or women body, nothing is permanent in this material world. But whatever facilities one has got, one has to properly follow the quota. Which that's what in the first month of Ishopanishad says, Ishavasham idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tektena bhunjita magradas kashyas vidhanam. So whatever is produced in the material world, one should accept as his quota and not take others' quota. So man's, woman's quota is her woman's body. So that is her quota. So within that quota, whatever she can do to please the Supreme Lord, that quota she has to follow properly, rather than try to follow some other's quota. That is what Prabhupada explains that you should not do in the translation of that first mantra of Ishopanishad. So whatever is my quota, let me follow my quota. So that should be properly understood. So is it okay? Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveta Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.